Hey, pleasant good morning. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Glad to have you with us again on another busy Thursday here in the area. Moving into the month of October now, and plenty going on throughout this month. One of the busiest, as a matter of fact, in the entire high country. And we're going to be talking over the next couple of weeks a lot about events that are coming here, some of them signature events that help keep the folks coming this way during this very busy and beautiful month. Today, we'll start that conversation as we talk about Oktoberfest up at Sugar Mountain coming our way in just a couple of weeks on the 12th and 13th. We've got Kim Yokel in to discuss that a little bit later on in the program. Next week, we're going to talk about Valley Country Fair, Woolly Worm Festival, you know, getting into some of those things again that we as residents understand are magnets to our area. But it's also kind of interesting sometimes to see just exactly what those events do bring here in terms of dollars, in terms of tourism outreach, putting our area on a regional and national scale in a lot of cases as we look at where people are visiting from. So some great conversations to have here in the next couple of weeks. As we always start off the program, we do want to get a couple of chamber calendar items on your list here as you fill up your month worth of activities. One coming up here that we've only got a couple of spots left for, Watauga Women in Leadership having their next Coffee Connections event that comes up October 9th. That is next Wednesday from 8 to 9 o'clock at Hatchet Coffee in Boone. Again, they've got less than five spots left for that event. If you're a member of Watauga Women in Leadership, all you have to do is go to the website and register for that event. If you would like to know more about Watauga Women in Leadership and what they have to offer as a subset of the chamber in engaging women in leadership positions throughout the community and finding ways not only to continue to network, but also bring unique programming to the area as well. Coffee Connections, always a great conversation point to kind of find out what's going on with the organization. So again, Coffee Connections for Watauga Women in Leadership coming up October 9th, 8 o'clock to 9. Registration information available for that at boonechamber.com. We've got the golf tournament coming up on that same day. That's been sold out for the last 2 weeks. So we'll have 104 golfers out at Blowing Rock Country Club next Wednesday for our 28th annual Last Chance Golf Tournament. That's presented by our friends at WJ Office this year. Thanks to Neville and his crew for helping us put on what will be an exciting time and a beautiful time to be playing out in Blowing Rock. One other event I want to make sure is on your calendar for October, and that comes up October 16th. The Boone Area Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring a Buy Boone Lunch Day at Farm Cafe. You have seen many businesses partner with Farm Cafe in this way over the years, where a business will come in and basically subsidize the cost of lunch for the day to make sure that that cost is covered. And then anybody that does come in that's able to pay for their lunch and participate in that way, that's just extra money that goes into Farm Cafe's arsenal for their year's worth of different programming. Certainly, they have the daily lunches that they do out of their King Street location. They've got a lot of other social projects that they work on and just trying to connect folks that need jobs, folks that are suffering through food insecurity and trying to link them up with resources. A lot of that funding comes through events like Buy Boone Lunch. So we'll be buying Boone Lunch October 16th at Farm Cafe downtown from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We do have some volunteer opportunities for those chamber members that would like to link up with us in that way. If you're simply looking for a great lunch that day, Renee's got something special planned for us. So make sure that you block that time off on your calendar. Come join us for lunch and help us support a very worthy social cause here in the High Country. Again, that's Buy Boone Lunch coming up October 16th. More details available about that at boonechamber.com. So that's just the chamber stuff, right? We're not even getting into some of the seasonal tourism attractions that we know and love so much here in the area. But after the break, we're going to do just that. As I mentioned, Kim Yokel from Sugar Mountain is with us today. We're going to talk about Oktoberfest. We're also about a month and a half away from ski season starting in full form after a great season last year. I know many of us are itching to get this heat out of here and get us back to what fall is normally like, which means that winter is around the corner. And a lot to be excited about with Sugar Mountain celebrating their 50th anniversary this year and some different things to talk about there as well in terms of developments going on at the mountain. So Kim Yokel will talk Oktoberfest and all things Sugar Mountain when we come back from this break. You're listening this morning to Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson joining you again today from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. And as we mentioned, October, I mean, this is the tourism month, right? We've got leaves starting to change up at the higher elevations. Again, if the weather cools off and we get a little bit of rain, that's just going to make everything pop just right. And we know that people flock to our area at this time of year. And there are signature events that help bring them. They're magnets. They bring people up to the area. Like I mentioned, next week we're going to have an in-depth conversation about Valley Country Fair. This week, a little bit later in the calendar month, we'll talk about everything. But this week, we've got Oktoberfest on the horizon. That is the 12th and 13th up at Sugar Mountain, 29th annual installment of one of the most unique and culinarily exciting events, that probably the best smelling fall event that we've got, quite honestly, because of all of the different things that come to make Oktoberfest what it is. And such a popular tourism attraction. So Kim Yokel from Sugar Mountain always comes in to not only lay this out for us, but we'll talk some things ski season related here in just a little bit. First of all, Kim, welcome back to the program. It's great to talk to you because I know when we talk, fall is here. And it's nice to move into a new season here.
Yeah, and ski season is right around the corner. And most people probably know, and if you don't, we're building a brand new lift to replace our Easy Street lift, which has been in at Sugar Mountain since 1969. So as one of the signature celebration items is the building of this new high-speed detachable quad, which will open for this coming ski season. So that's exciting for us. But as you talked, we've got Oktoberfest just coming up and lots going on there. As usual, our 29th annual, we've got the Harbortown Fest Band, we've got kids games, we've got arts and crafts. Our Summit Express lift will be running to the top of the mountain so you can see the beautiful foliage. What else do we have? Our bike park will be open. We've got actually that day a women's camp going on, a women's gravity mountain bike camp going on, which is a new addition to Oktoberfest, and we're real excited about that. We've got 15 spots available, and they are going quickly. We've got a terrific gal that's going to be heading up that event, Shanna Powell. She's a level 2 mountain bike instructor, and she'll be entertaining those girls for about 4 or 5 hours that day. So lots going on.
Nice. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I like to do on some of these more signature things, you know, you write down Oktoberfest on the calendar for 29 years now. You write down Valley Country Fair. Same thing with Woolly Worm. It's the why. Why did this start? What was it about the thought of an Oktoberfest type celebration that said to Sugar Mountain 29 years ago, hey, this is something we ought to do? What led to that idea, and how have you been able to sustain it as well as you have over those near 3 decades now?
Yeah, long ago, the Oktoberfest was started by the Community Association. It wasn't even started by Sugar Mountain Resort, but as time went on, the Community Association seemed to want to let it go or move on with it. So instead of letting it close or shut down, Sugar Mountain Resorts decided to take it over, and from there it really just skyrocketed. We started, the Community Association started with a one-day event, and maybe, you know, they just didn't have the ability to reach out, to market it, to bring on, they just didn't have the money to invest in growing an event. So we were able to do that, and it's now grown to a 2-day event with, you know, if the weather's good, sometimes 3,000 to 4,000 people. We have close to 80 vendors. The lifts are open. It's just a huge event. So we've just listened to our customers, and from there we've expanded and grown, and like I said, gone to a 2-day event, added kids area, the mountain bike clinic for ladies. So we see what people are liking, and we just try to make it better every single year.
And certainly a celebration to the culture that makes Oktoberfest exactly what you picture in your mind as well. And that's everything from the food that you bring in, the vendors that you just mentioned, but also other cultural things within those vendors. I mean, they're bringing out specific clothing items, and they're bringing out crafts and different things that really help paint an overall overall picture, I guess the difference between having an event and having an experience. This is an Oktoberfest experience, and I think that as people come to that every year, not only is that what they crave, but they come away with something a little bit more. From an event planner's perspective, I'm sure it's somewhat challenging sometimes to always add something in new that energizes people. But again, 29 years speaks to a lot of good decisions that have been made over time, too.
Yeah, and I think the point you made about Oktoberfest being an Oktoberfest experience, I am very focused on maintaining the Oktoberfest feel, not branching out to bringing in things that take away from the authenticity of an Oktoberfest. You know, we maintain a band that is completely an Oompa band. You know, we're not bringing in different genres. We're maintaining what an authentic Oktoberfest is all about. And I think that speaks really to our heritage, to my heritage, Gunter's heritage. I'm Austrian, he's Austrian. And so we're very familiar with what is authentic in terms of an Oktoberfest. The bratwurst, the beer, of course, you know, you can't go to an Oktoberfest without that. And, you know, we've been approached by many solicitors or vendors to bring in things that are not related to an Oktoberfest. And that would grow it and, you know, bring in more money, bring in more revenue, but that's not the point of the Oktoberfest. We feel it's very important to stick with what an Oktoberfest is all about. So we stick to that theme, to that that ideology, to that objective. And, you know, as long as we're running it, we're not going to veer from that. So you will get an Oktoberfest experience when you come to Oktoberfest. And our band is so helpful in maintaining that because they'll mingle with the crowd. They'll start dancing with them. They'll speak a little German. And then they have an Alpenhorn. We have the Bavarian costume contest, so we do encourage people to dress up in your lederhosen and your dirndl, and everybody lines up, and you know we'll make that a huge fun experience, and then everybody starts dancing and cheering their Bärsteins and so forth.
I agree on the music. The music sets a soundtrack for the event that mm-hmm. you can't get out of your head for days afterward. I mean, it's just the walk around, but it's a vibe that's created. It's walking around, hearing that music, experiencing those culinary things again that draw that out. But then it's an omnipresent thing that makes it different than just, hey, we're going to have an event. This is again an experience, and one that I know a lot of people have continued to see over the years. Kim, you mentioned numbers briefly a minute ago about the number of people that come to a two-day event. What more can you tell us about that? Where have you seen people come from or return from over the years as you've been able to host this?
Yes, yeah, some years it's so well attended. You know, we have a huge amount of parking, obviously, for the winter, and we never dreamed that an event would bring in as many people as we bring in for an MLK weekend or a President's Day weekend. So they're really coming from all over the place, and there's also people, I think, who literally have come for the 29 years of the Oktoberfest. They'll plant themselves on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at a table, a picnic table, and they're there all day long, and you know they tell us they came from, I don't know, Wrightsville Beach or somewhere, and they're like, you know, we meet here. My whole class meets here for Oktoberfest, and so they're from all over. I can't tell you exactly where because we don't really gauge that. I walk around and talk to people and ask where they're coming from, and they're just from so far and wide, and then there's local people too. So really, you know, it's the same footprint that we see for our ski business, you know.
Oktoberfest coming up the 12th and 13th, so really less than 2 weeks away here. 29th annual up at Sugar Mountain, and again, Kim Yokel joining us from Sugar today. We're going to take a brief time out now. When we come back, we'll talk some about ski season. Kim mentioned some infrastructure improvements that Sugar is making this year as they celebrate their 50th anniversary, but also I just want to kind of set the understanding for what we have seen throughout our resort communities here about just further expansion of available opportunities that maybe rest outside what we know as their traditional time to shine. Sugar Mountain, one of those as well, that has continued to expand their offerings, like Oktoberfest, like mountain biking, that take us outside some of those traditional windows. So we're going to talk about that next as we continue with Kim Yokel of Sugar Mountain here on Mind Your Business this morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce talking with Kim Yokel of Sugar Mountain. We've just detailed for you Oktoberfest that will be coming back to Sugar for the 29th time. That's October 12th and 13th, so not this weekend, but next weekend. You've got some time to plan for it, but make sure that you get up there to Sugar Mountain for what is, again, one of those signature staple things that we have here to celebrate in the high country. And we're getting ready to get into one of those signature seasons, and that being our winter season here. The economic picture changes a little bit. It certainly gets colder. We're able to put some snow on the ground and welcome people that are up here for an entirely different reason than they are, say, in the spring or summertime. 50 years of entertaining guests at this time of year. I'm sure you've learned a few things about what this time of year means, but how excited are you for not only another season to come around, but as you mentioned, kind of timing some infrastructure improvements with such an exciting thing to celebrate in a marquee anniversary like 50 years?
Yeah, we're always excited for the new season to come about. But this year is especially exciting because we will be celebrating 50 years. Gunter has been there over 40 years. I've been there probably close to 30 years, and much of our staff has been there. Many of our managers have been there 20 plus years as well. So I think it's going to be a real special season for all of us as a management team. But we're also seeing excitement from the consumer standpoint. Season pass sales are up, gold card sales are up. So I think a lot of people are anticipating a good, cold, snowy season. Of course, none of us ever know that, except maybe the woolly worm. But we are excited, and we've got some fun things planned for our 50th anniversary. One big improvement that we've made this year is the replacement of the original 1969 Easy Street lift. So we're replacing that, as I mentioned, with a high-speed detachable quad lift. And what that means is that hopefully fewer lift lines, shorter lift lines, we'll be able to spread out the large crowds a bit better. And that's important to us because the experience of our consumer is very, very paramount. I mean, that's why we exist, is to create an outstanding, a wonderful, a memorable winter experience. So anyway, what this lift is probably going to help increase capacity for that beginner's area, almost doubling the capacity and the ability to move people around more easily, more comfortably. But anyway, we've also got just a celebration all year long with Sugarfest. We're going to sort of pump that up a little bit more to talk about what 50 years means. We're producing a documentary of the past 50 years, and we hope to get that up on our website sometime in mid-December, and that'll be a real, I think, educational and historical and an entertaining piece of video of media to take a look at. We're excited. We're real excited about the upcoming season.
I think one of the things that people also count on Sugar on too is to always be up with the latest technology and what you're able to do to showcase things, whether that's bringing in someone to demo something or have some of the clinics that you've had before, but also just to have some world-class athletes to come out year after year and show people what's possible. We might not be able to do it, but it's fun to be able to see in person. What kind of things do you have along those lines this year? Some of those staple things, again, that people see each and every year there.
Yeah, again, for Sugarfest this year, we've got Paul Wiley coming to perform his ice skating routine, and he always brings some aspiring young kids to come and participate with him and create a wonderfully inspiring and beautiful ice skating performance. And that's Sugarfest weekend, which is second weekend in December. And then we've got Andrew Weibrecht. He's a two-time, actually he's probably a four-time Olympian, but he's a two-time Olympic medalist. He'll be coming in for our ski clinic the same weekend as Sugarfest. We're lucky and we're fortunate to be able to bring these athletes to Sugar Mountain, and they're all terrific people. Our mountain bike camp coming up in a week. We've got a great gal coming too. She's not an Olympian or a world-class athlete, but she is a person who's proficient and very experienced in mountain biking. So to bring these people to Sugar, it's fantastic, and they come away learning something about Sugar Mountain themselves. As I've mentioned so many times in conversations, people don't even realize that it snows in the south, or that there's mountains here, or that these mountains are the highest east of the Mississippi, or that ski areas exist. So a lot of the people that we bring in that are influential within the ski industry or the winter industry, we let them know that we have a great product, and there is fantastic and wonderful skiing here, along with ice skating and tubing and everything else that comes with a winter vacation.
Well, it's certainly getting us all excited, myself included, in knowing that important season is right around the corner. Always fun to get out and play, and you've got one of the best places to do it. So best of luck with Oktoberfest. We're thinking cold thoughts for the upcoming season, and always enjoy spending time. Congratulations, too, on 50 years. We look forward to talking to you more about that as the year goes on.
Thanks, David.
All right. Kim Yokel joining us here this morning from Sugar Mountain. That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. Next week, we're talking Valley Country Fair with the Gates family. Bob and Julie here to talk about what's coming up with that event on the 19th of October. So we're setting your calendar up. Just tune in here, and we'll get you straight for the entire month of October. That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We'll talk to you again next week. Same time, same place on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.